When the confirmation students and I went to camp this summer, the theme verse was the verse that Maddie just read a minute ago. And what we focused on is that God's love is beyond measure. And we like to measure a lot of things, don't we? What are some of the things that we like to measure? Can you think of things that you like to measure? What do you like to measure, Sawyer? You like to measure wood? So when you're working on a project, you get your tape measure out and measure?
My chicken sandwich.
Your chicken sandwich. He needs to make sure they're not skimping out when he gets his chicken sandwich. So he has to measure the amount of ingredients. Yes, yes. How about when you're growing and you feel like you're getting taller, you want to get a measuring stick out and measure yourself to see if you're getting bigger. So we like to measure a lot of things. But what the scripture this morning says is, actually, God's love cannot be measured. And so the person who wrote that letter to the people at the church in Ephesians, they were trying to describe for them that God's love is without measure, but still, even though you can't measure it, that they wanted them to know that God loved them and to have an understanding of it. And so I was thinking, I've got a glass here, and if I put some water in here, how much water do you think this is?
A little bit.
It's a little bit? Yeah, we measure liquids in cups or in ounces. I don't know. What do you think that is? 6 ounces?
5 ounces.
All right. Well, what if I take this glass and fill up this glass? How much water do you think is in here?
7.
You think 7 ounces? Maybe 10, maybe 12?
Maybe
1,300. 1,300. What do you think, Calvin? That could be. So there are times in our life where we could fill up this cup with water, and if we had a measuring device, we could measure that water. But what if we were, for example, to go to High Rock Lake? How much water do you think is in High Rock Lake? What do you think, Rosa? 100 gallons? Maybe more? 1,500 gallons? Any other guesses? Don't know. Actually, that's probably a really good answer because there is so much water in High Rock Lake that I'm not sure we could measure it. What if we were to go to the ocean when you're at the beach? How much water do you think there's in the ocean?
1,000.
You what? 1,000? Variance? Bill 100,000 billions. That's a really high number. Any other guesses about the ocean? How much water do you think is in the ocean? Yes, Sawyer. 100. Calvin? We will never know. So that's actually probably like the truth right there, is that there is so much water in the ocean. We will never know how much water is in the ocean. And that is a way to help us understand God's love. God's love has no limits. It has no bounds. It has no way that we can measure it. God's love is beyond measure. What do you think it means that God's love is beyond measure? You don't know? Well, what it means is that God's love never runs out for us. That there is nothing that we can do or not say that will make God love not, that will make God not love us, because God doesn't run out of love. There's no way that God could run out of love because God has so much love. It's sort of like one of the other examples Scripture uses is that God loves us more than the number of grains of sand on the beach. You could never ever count the grains of sand on the beach, right? Or more than the hairs on our head. It would be really difficult to count the number of hairs on our head. And all of those are ways of saying that God's love cannot be measured. God's love is so enormous, so big, so huge, that it can't be measured. And I think that's really good news, because if God only had a little bit of love, how would we understand that God's love could love all of us? But God has unlimited love, love beyond measure. And I think that's really good news. And so that's what I want you guys to remember, is that God has so much love that it can't be measured. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for your love. Thank you that your love cannot be measured. And that you will never run out of love. Be with us today. And help us to love others. Without measure. In Jesus' name, amen.